I will to will, the will of God when it comes to giving, sowing, and reaping.
Yes. And I believe many of you listening will agree with us that as you have given place to God's way, you have submitted to God's way of doing things, that the things that you have desired in a physical way or in an earthly way have come to you. And there's been a surprise, a joyful surprise at some of the things that have been given you, and you say, well, I was praying for that, or that was a desire of my heart, and look, it was given to me. So much of that has happened in my own life. For instance, one Christmas, I remember I had seen a blouse in a window of a store, and as I opened a gift from a friend, and I had not even told anybody about this beautiful blouse that I would have liked to wear with the suit I had, this blouse was in this box. What a shock from a friend that I had not even told. But God knows the desire of your heart. And I know that some of you are agreeing and you're shaking your head and said, yes, I've gone through those things, because God loves us and he wants to give us the desire of our hearts.
You know, and God cares, and he doesn't say the well after 65, you're on your own. So I want to just target some of our senior citizens. They're thinking, sometimes, well, I'm on fixed income, and we've had letters, well, I just can't give to you anymore. I just retired, and now I'm on Social Security.
Yes, we get several of those.
We get several of those letters, but I want to say, more than ever, you need God's blessing on your life.
Yes.
If you say, okay, I've gone on Social Security, I don't have that generous paycheck from my old job anymore, and now I've got to figure out how to live on fewer dollars. Well, let's say it this way. How about if we just stay with God, and we say, I'm going to depend on God, and my source is not Social Security.
That's right. And I'm going to tithe on my Social Security check.
Exactly.
No matter how
That's
large
still
it is.
Still income.
Yes, that is.
Well, God is not limited unless you limit God. See, if you limit God and say, the only way that I can make it is through that Social Security check, your very words are binding God.
Mm-hmm.
And what you bind on earth, folks, is bound in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that still works on your Social Security income. And I think of my dear mom. She's going to be 85 next week. I think of her. She's better off now than she's ever been financially.
That is wonderful.
Just blessed, 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 blessed. But she's always been a giver.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was always a giver and a tither before he died. And now, see, I don't have to worry about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for years, I was concerned about her, and I was concerned with no basis of concern. Yes, she is 1,200 miles from here, from my house, but God sold her house, put her in a wonderful apartment, and I'm telling you, she's just blessed, blessed, blessed.
Mm-hmm. In fact, she's so blessed that she doesn't know what to worry about anymore.
Right. I mean, she's got to worry that you're not worrying.
That's right.
But, folks, I'll say this. If you think you're on a fixed income, don't say that word.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say I'm a fixed income and, well, I just can't do this and that anymore because I only get so much money. You're binding yourself and binding God. Don't put those words out in the spirit world. And if you have, repent.
Yes.
Say, God, I'm so sorry that I'm limiting you. I've been a giver for a long, long time. I've got many blessings that I've not yet received. I'm not going to tie your hands and keep you from bringing it into me. And I'm not just limited to this Social Security or this fixed income. I don't have a fixed income, Lord. There's no ceiling on my money.
That's right. We can't limit God. We just cannot limit God.
I've got one more thing, Barbara. We got 5 kids. We all of them know how to tithe. And you know, once the kids leave the nest, you don't have that great control and as close of influence on them anymore. But you know something? We can rock back in our chair and say every one of those kids knows how to make it financially in God's plan. Now, whether they do or not as adults, that's up to them. But our responsibility has been discharged. We taught them to give, and that's a great comfort to me.
That's right. It sure is.
So you're glad we only had 5?
We want you to know also that as you get older, you do not have to depend on Social Security for your medication, because I'm not going to be believing for medication. I'm going to be believing that my body is going to be as Moses' body was, and I don't need prescription drugs or medications at the end of my life. And you can be that same way. You can direct your life to say, my Social Security is not going, medicine and prescription drugs are not going to take up the bulk of my Social Security check. Because, Darren, some older people, they're spending $100 to $200 a month
or
on
more
medication and drugs. That's
right.
Ridiculous.
Also, The government is not my health care.
That's right.
God is my provider of health.
Yes.
And he's going to take care of my money, take care of my health, and on down the line. Look, folks, if you just do it God's way, your life will be so much. I mean, the quality of life you will enjoy will just be absolutely enormous.
And I'm saying with you young parents as well, when you give the first fruits of your paychecks, and rather than into the IRAs or into savings account for your children's education, God is going to take care of those accounts for your children's education. He did. He took care of all five of our children, and he'll take care of yours also. Now, you say, now, Jacob gave a tenth of all that he had to God. What does this mean? And we'll go back over the word tithe. The word tithe means one-tenth. It is number 4643 in the Strong's Concordance, and this is in the Old Testament Hebrew. It means one-tenth. Tithe means one-tenth of what you earn. Number 6237 means to accumulate in tenths, but it also means, I love this, Darren, to make oneself rich. When we give that one-tenth, it has the meaning, the spiritual concept of making you rich. And don't we all want to be rich? Absolutely. We all want to be rich. And I believe that as we do according to God's ways, he is going to make us prosperous.
Now, you're springing a surprise on me. I've never, as much as I've studied tithing, I've never seen that rendering. Is that the 6237
out of the Strong's? Yes, out of the Strong's Dictionary. Yes, and it means to make oneself rich, and I love that meaning. What do first fruits mean? It is the very first amount of your paycheck and what you deposit in your bank account before any bill is paid. And we get that from Proverbs 3:9 also. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce. That's gross. And Exodus 23:16, the first fruits of your labor is mentioned there in that verse.
Let me quote Deuteronomy 8:18, which is taken on a whole new meaning right here while we're doing this message, presenting this.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 8:18 says this, and be a great one for you to memorize. It says, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who is giving you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it remains this day. Now the King James Version says the power to get wealth. The New American Standard says the power to make wealth. I believe that power is buried in that first 10% that's holy unto the Lord. That's what the Holy Spirit just now spoke to me. He said there is a power buried in that tithe that you don't see in reason. You have to see that by revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You pay that 10% to the Lord. Now, where do you pay that? We need to talk about that in a minute, Barbara.
Well, we're going to go into that as people paid to the temple. As people paid to the place that gave back to them, or the teaching that gave back to them, or the person that instructed them gave back to them, that's where they give, and we're going to be talking about
that. And you
that.
Shouldn't just been indiscriminately sending your tithe all over the place. You need to know if you're giving to Good Ground Ministries, and we're going to talk about that here because
yes.
That's very, very important. And the illustration I often give is my dad was a great gardener. He was a master gardener. But I never saw him go out and throw seed in the driveway or out in the street. He always tilled the soil and made sure it was good ground before he put the seed in there.
That's right. And your tithes don't go to the Dumb Friends League. Your tithe doesn't go to orphans. And your tithe does not go to the missions. And we're going to talk about that when we get into the third tape message. We're going to get into that portion where we're going to talk about the alms and we're going to talk about tithe. Tithe goes to the ministries that feed you. That's the storehouse that God talks about in Malachi. But Darren, I love this quote that you said quite a while ago. Handling God's 10% wisely and correctly brings blessing on the 90% left. And we can talk about that in Proverbs 3:9. Excuse me. It tells you that your barns will be full. Your wine vats will be overflowing, and that's your personal, physical life that's going to be blessed.
Now, I'd say this to you. If you're giving to ministries that are not healthy ministries, you need to back up and pray about it and say, God, how come this is happening? I get a distress letter from them five times or six times a month, I mean more than once a week. There must be a problem there. Either that or they're conning you. And I'm serious, folks. You hear it on radio and on television. Oh, they're always crying for them. They've always got an emergency. They've always got a disaster. Wait a minute. If they're with God, they don't always have a disaster and they don't always have an emergency. And you need to back up and think about this. And